Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Jay Billis from ESPN with us here on the Mac Attack Sports Radio 92.7 FNZ. Jay, I know you're busy for the draft, man. Thanks for coming on.
No, my pleasure. Good to be with you. How you guys doing?
What's up, Jay?
We're doing good. We got a lot of Hornets chaos going on, so we want the calming voice of Jay Billis to talk to us about these draft picks. And the first question I would have, Jay, is there's no secret the Hornets, you know, need a big man. And we're very familiar here with Mark Williams, right? And I think a lot of us would love to have Mark Williams. But Jalen Duren, like, I study him more and more, and it's like, I feel like he's a heck of a prospect as well. Like, what are the differences between Duren and Williams? And do you view one as, like, better for the Hornets than the other? Like, what do you think?
Well, Jalen Duren from Memphis is, a powerful athlete. And both of them are long-armed, kind of rebounder, shot blocker types.
Yeah.
But Duren's more of a power forward type player, and Williams is more of a center. Not that that matters as much anymore, but I think Duren's going to be gone by the time you get to 13.
Okay.
I don't anticipate him being there. Who knows what'll happen? Because you slot these guys in all these mock drafts and try to figure out what teams are going to do, and every year we're wrong. There's no way to get this right. But my guess is he'll be gone. Williams seems to be a pick for Charlotte. Like, I don't know what Charlotte's going to do at 13. My guess is that Williams will be available at 15, because Cleveland, if I remember right, drafts at 14, and I don't think they're gonna take a big guy. So it's likely that if Williams lasts that long, he'll stay to 15. And who knows? I mean, there are a lot of people, myself included, that think he's more of a top 10 talent, but there are a lot of really good players in this draft, a lot of really good wings.
Yeah.
But you guys have seen a lot of Mark Williams, seen a lot of everybody. He's a shot blocker, shot changer, and he can really change ends. Like, he really runs. He's a lob threat. And I think he's going to be able to shoot the ball from 17 feet. Who knows, maybe beyond, because he makes his free throws. He's a 74% free throw shooter, which is very good. I mean, I hate saying good for a big guy because, yeah, that's so derogatory. As a former big guy, I always hated that. Good for a big guy. He's got great hands for a big guy. Boy, good feet for a big guy. Nice touch for a big guy.
You don't seem hurt by this at all, Jay.
This is very therapeutic, I think. I'm lying down right now on a couch trying to talk about this. But he's a really good prospect, and I think it's guarding ball screens and all that stuff out on the perimeter. He had some issues, but most guys his size do. I think he compares favorably to a player like Rudy Gobert, and Rudy Gobert is pretty damn good. So he's going to be a defensive presence for you, and I think a valuable asset, especially if you can get him in the 15 range.
We're talking to Jay Billis here on Sports Radio 92.7 FNZ. Jay, there's been it's rumor time, so for whatever it's worth, there's been some talk that the Hornets may have interest in trading up into that, 7 to 9, 10 range to take Shaedon Sharpe from Kentucky. He had a unique journey, reclassified, sat out. What kind of player is Shaedon, and what's his long-term upside?
His upside is gigantic. He reclassed. He was the number one player in the 2022 class before he reclassed up and went to Kentucky last year. He didn't play, and there are questions, surrounding that. Why didn't he play? Did Calipari not want him to play, or did he not want to play? I don't really care about any of that stuff. It doesn't matter. But, I would go to Kentucky practices before a game to watch the team. And, I'm supposed to be watching the team, and meanwhile, I'm watching him work out because he was captivating. He's ridiculously talented. An above-the-rim wing, can really shoot it, and incredibly fluid and skilled. And, when you watched him in summer basketball, that EYBL stuff, the Nike circuit, he was dominant. And he's going to be an outstanding player. But his ceiling, it's one of those things, his ceiling is really, really high. And so if any team, Hornets included, decide to trade up, you better trade up to, you know, to six.
Yeah.
Because he may be gone at six. Who knows? Like, there's a lot of talk right now, and you guys nailed it. Like, it's kind of lying season. So who knows what's going to happen. But Ben Mathurin of Arizona is said to be rising up and could be taken number five. And that means Keegan Murray would drop down. Does that mean Sharp stays where he is? Who knows?
Yeah.
But he's a really talented player that if he had decided to come back to Kentucky for another year, he'd be the presumptive number one pick in the 23 draft.
Jay, you'd be shocked to know during lying season that we on Sports Talk Radio fall for all of them.
Yeah, I mean, and considering it's lying season, I'm a really big fan of your show.
Oh, no. That was so well played. What can I say to that?
That'll be a station promo.
All right, Jay Billis will be on the draft coverage tomorrow night on ESPN.
You know what? I wasn't even going to tell him that Sean McDonough and Gary Williams, both in the last month, took shots at him on the air.
That's true, and we're going to get Seth Greenberg in the 9 o'clock hour when he comes on, take a shot at Jay as well now after that.
Well, I mean, Seth will be great. He's one of the best basketball analysts on the planet. But, you know, he uses a lot of monosyllabic words and talks really slowly. So I hope your audience enjoys one question and then a extremely long, painful answer.
Oh, man. All right, Jay, here's a guy I'm intrigued by. And I know he's worked out for the Hornets, you know, who have that 13 and 15 if they stay put. Is Tari Eason, 6'9", 6'10", forward, you know, seems like he is a two-way player, right? Like, what type of player is Tari Eason? I mean, is he a good pick if the Hornets get him with one of their picks?
Yeah, he's a really good pick, and I think, I have him slotted, I think, at 17 or 18, and, you know, that doesn't matter, but he'll be available when the Hornets draft. And Eason is one of those guys that there are a number of guys like Eason in this draft. And by that, I mean guys that last year were not on the draft radar. You know, he played at Cincinnati last year and averaged about 7 points a game, transfers to LSU, and he was the best sixth man in the country. You know, came off the bench and was the leading scorer for LSU. He's an excellent defender, long, athletic, can guard multiple spots and impacts the game that way. And it's not about him. You know, just the fact that he was willing to come off the bench did it willingly and was willing to do whatever he was asked, I think speaks really well of him and his athletic character. But he can score. He's not a great shooter, but he can knock down a perimeter shot. Really good running the floor. So he's one of those guys that I think adds a lot of value in winning. Is he going to be an all-star player? I would hesitate to say that, but is he a starter in the league? Absolutely. And I'm not putting a ceiling on him because there are a number of guys that get drafted, you know, middle, late in the first round that turn out to be, you know, great players or all-stars. It's not a long list of guys, but Eason is a valuable asset. And I love your use of the word intriguing. Because that's a draft word. That's a heavy draft word. You know, when somebody asks about a prospect and I don't know what to say, I say, you know, he's really intriguing.
Yeah, that's my trick. Makes me sound like I know what the hell I'm talking about.
I don't know jack about what I'm talking about.
That's right. Jay, I'm intrigued because I don't know a damn thing. Yeah, you've caught on.
To speak Mag, that means he just Googled who he was about 20 minutes ago. We're talking to Jay Billis.
He's so intrigued. I want to read this bio I just pulled up.
Everyone's getting shots fired this morning. We're talking to Jay Billis, ESPN on 92.7 FNZ. Jay, Oche Agbaji of Kansas gets linked to the Hornets in a lot of mock drafts. You saw a ton of Agbaji. How do you project him as a pro?
He's not intriguing to me. He's not.
Yeah, not intriguing. you know about him.
Exactly.
You know, he's a kid from Kansas City that was a soccer player growing up and not heavily recruited. He was headed to a mid-major school before Kansas snapped him up. And, you know, he had kind of an old-school natural progression for a really good player back when you were allowed to mature before you had to, you know, leave after a year to be considered a great player. But, you know, he had a great year. And he's improved every year. His shooting percentages have shot up every year. His scoring, you name it. But he's athletic. And he can really shoot it. Most of the year he's shooting around 50% from three. He led the Big 12 in scoring, and he's a really good player. And he's one of those plug and play guys that can kind of 3 and D. He can knock down perimeter shots and stretch the floor. and then he's a solid defender. I wouldn't say he's a stopper, but a solid defender. He's really solid in just about every area. You know, the only sort of complaint I had about Agbaji was I always thought with his body and athletic profile, he should have got to the free throw line more. But, you know, when you watched him play, I mean, he had a game against Texas Tech last year at 37 and made the winning bucket. He was really consistent throughout the course of the year. And I think that's who he is. He's just a consistent producer that I think will be a very good pro. And he should be. That's about the area I think he'll be drafted.
Yeah.
Probably in the 13 to 18 range. But you know what you're getting with him. You're getting a solid player that's going to play in the NBA for a long time as long as he stays healthy.
All right, Jay, last question I want to ask you is about kind of the Hornets.
That's what he wants to hear.
Yeah. I told him that because I felt like he would really give it his all in this answer if he knew he's out.
Someone said Jay's dunking on it. It's like it's 1984.
I wish I could dunk back then.
All right, so here it is. On the Hornets draft approach, like a lot of the scuttlebutt, and again, it's lying season, but a lot of reports say, hey, the Hornets intend to really, you know, use one of those picks in a trade, you know, try to get a veteran player and maybe use one and trade one. Knowing where the Hornets are as a franchise, Jay, like we had young guys from last year's draft that weren't getting any run last year. Like, do you think they're better off taking two more young players, or do you think it's in their best interest to try to find a way to trade at least one of these?
I've heard, and again, you know, you guys identified the lying season part. So I've heard that 13 is in play for a trade, and then 15 would probably be used for like Mark Williams.
Yeah.
Who knows if any of that's true? I certainly don't know. But, you know, anytime you're talking about a trade, the question is, what are you going to get? And if you can get a really good veteran or get a higher draft pick, if you can package some things together, great. But there's value there at both 13 and 15, and it just sort of depends on how you want to look at it. If you want immediate help, maybe that's not the way to get it. But if you are looking more long term, which I think you have to in the draft, that's my view of it. You can make some good selections there. And look, I mean, if you look at the way Golden State has done it, they got Steph Curry at 7. They got Klay Thompson at 11. They got Draymond Green at like 35, something like that. The draft is the best way to build long term. But as you guys know, the hardest spot to be is kind of the middle of the first round. That means you're good but not great, and you're not necessarily. You have to be really, really smart about it, and maybe get lucky too that you draft the upside. We could wind up seeing, it's really weird in some of these drafts, we could wind up seeing some really good players fall to the second round or go undrafted, and then a guy like Peyton Watson from UCLA could get drafted in the first round. The guy averaged like 5 points a game or something. But he's got a lot of ability. And the way I would couch it is like, so if last year you were drafting Keegan Murray, people would go, what are you crazy? The guy averaged 7 points a game. But this year he averaged 24, and he's a top 5 pick. So if you took him last year, you'd look pretty darn smart. You wouldn't look smart on draft night, but you look smart now. And that's sort of the rub here, is trying to find the value there when you're guessing in a way, you know, how good the guy's going to be in time. I got a lot of respect for the decisions these front office people have to make, because it's really difficult. I mean, look at football. They get 5 years to look at those guys, and they make egregious mistakes every year.
Oh, we know. We know.
Yeah, and we're asking these guys these people in the NBA to make a decision, you know, long-term decision on a player they've seen for, what, a year? It's really difficult. I mean, look, I'm not saying they're running up Omaha Beach every day, but it's a difficult decision.
No, it's a point. It's a great point about how little you're going. Thanks, off Jay. Of how much you're projecting. Jay, great stuff.
We're
man.
Now going to rank the ball men on campus when you're gone.
Can't wait to watch you tomorrow, brother. Appreciate you giving us time, man.
Yeah, and really a big fan of your show. Where are you guys heard again?
We're on Charlotte, Jay, on 92.7. We got a new signal.
Oh,
we
might reach you in my hometown. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
That's right. Oh,
well, I thought this was Omaha, Nebraska. I was waiting for you to ask you about Bryce McGowan.
All right, Jay, be good. There you go. Jay had to get one last dunk in our grill.